We're doing the Seder Kabbalah, and we had learned the story about B'nai B'teira and how Hillel knew more than they did, so he was appointed Nasi. And then he quoted the Jerusalem Talmud that said three people put down their crowns in this world and then merited the world to come, and that was Yonasan, Jonathan, the son of Shaul, King Saul, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, Shkoach, thank you, and the elders of B'nai B'teira. Amar Sheila, Yonatan ben Shaul, afilu nashim yodot. When it comes to Yonasan, well, everyone knew, even the women knew, that King David was destined to take the throne. When it comes to Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, so he wasn't really the leader. He didn't take, when he bowed out, it wasn't complete bowing out. He was like second in command. We learned this story in Brachos when they demoted Rabbi Gamliel from the Nasius. They appointed Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. And then when it came time that they forgave Rabbi Gamliel and they reinstated him, so they made Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah like vice president. So turns out that two of the three that we said put down their crowns, well, it's not such a big deal like the third. But if you want a true example of someone who put down his crown, bowed out and said, this person is greater, that's the elders of B'nai B'teira. Sharun Gaumun Min Su'uta Umnune Nasi. They completely removed themselves from being the leaders, from being the Nasi, and they appointed Hillel the Nasi. What it says over there in the Jerusalem Talmud, that even women knew that King David was, that David was going to take the throne. The idea is that David came from the seed of Judah and he was fit for king. It says about the tribe of Yehuda, the throne will not be removed from the tribe of Yehuda. When King Saul was appointed, it was understood that it would be temporary. It was as though God said, I don't want to leave my kids without someone in charge. I'll leave them with the babysitter. I'll leave them with the guardian until the person from the seed of Judah can take the throne. As we wrote on Tractate Horios, Binyan in Malea Tashul v'u David v'chulu. There's a fantastic Gemara in Horios that David said a song about Shaul and he complained about him. And God said, I want you to know, you look down at Saul. I want you to know, if things were switched, if you were born under different constellations, if Saul were you and you were he, I want you to know that I would have killed hundreds of you for him. He's a tremendous tzaddik, and don't look down at him. The fact that you're king, okay, you were born into a Judean family, you were born under the right mazel, you're the one, right, the dynasty is going to be yours, but you have to realize that it's just an issue of who was born where. If you're weighing people, well, King Saul is a tremendous, tremendous tzaddik, and if it's just about you versus him, without any other calculations, then you should know, you might have been killed 100 times in if the situation were reversed. That's a Gemara in Horius. So about that Gemara, he explains that the only reason David was the king, King Saul was the guardian, and David was the one who was supposed to take the throne because he came from Yehuda. Yeah.
Said even the woman knew.
Right.
I said what that shows.
Well, I think the simple understanding is that the women of the time were singing the songs. The Navi tells us they were the ones singing the song, saying, David is outdoing Saul. It says that after David killed Goliath, so the women started singing and saying, David kills tens of thousands, and Saul kills thousands. So the women were already saying, David is really the leader. I assume that's what he means. That's what the Jerusalem Talmud means. That the fact that Yonatan gave David the throne wasn't such a great thing because everyone knew. Even the women who weren't out there at war, the women who were at home, they were already singing the songs in honor of the people coming back from war. They were singing songs indicative of the fact that David was the real leader.
In light of the story of Korah, his wife, his partner's wife,
Pon Ben Pelet.
Yes. seems like that's the ticket to authority.
Yeah, yeah.
To say it here also, I wouldn't even say even. It's like, because.
Well, here we're talking about what the women were singing. That it was like, it wasn't their wives. The issue was that the common folk, women all around were singing. Yeah, that's what it says in the Navi. Yeah.